I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. Hundreds of veterans are calling on Congress to scrap a seemingly unrelated attachment to this year's defense spending bill. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
Around 500 signatures on a letter from the Vets Voice Foundation are calling for a clean National Defense Authorization Act. Right now, it includes an attachment that mandates sage-grouse be kept off the endangered species list for at least 10 years. Colorado vet Garrett Reppenhagen wrote the letter calling for a clean bill. He says veterans don't want the bill tied up in a controversial debate over wildlife conservation.
Having served our country and put a lot of skin in the game, to make sure that this nation is safe, you know, we don't want to see, you know, the thing that we rely on to fund the troops to be spoiled.
The attachment was introduced by Utah Representative Rob Bishop, who argues that protecting sage-grouse habitat hinders military operations. But Reppenhagen says he's heard from the Army, the Air Force, and the Pentagon, confirming that military operations are not disrupted by ongoing habitat protections. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Authorities say two people suspected of starting a central Colorado wildfire by using incendiary tracer rounds at a firing range turned themselves into police yesterday. The Eagle County Sheriff's Office says 22-year-old Allison Marcus and 23-year-old Richard Miller face charges that include fourth-degree arson. The Lake Christine fire has destroyed three homes and burned nearly 11 square miles. As of yesterday, containment was around 60%. This is 91.5 KRCC News.